of the so-called daring spirit. I've never seen a hero who is not able to dare. You know, when we talk about daring, that means you got to do something. You know, most of us are not pioneers. You know, we are not pioneers, most of us. Simply because, you know, pioneering, somebody must dare to do something new. Something which is not common to be done by anybody. And this is the reason why many people do not do some things in life. And if you have never been able to dare do something, you have not been able to live. You know, the people who live fully in this life are the people that will dare to do something that is not common to be done by people. Something that can change dramatically your life. It is the ability for you to dare do something that is not common. You step into something that is not, you know, familiar by anybody. Something that will make people to be nervous about what you're doing in life. You know, heroes are not well understood by other people. Because we have the so-called normal people, the people who are not abnormal. These are the majority. If you want to be different from others, you got to make a choice in this life that you start to be doing something that is not common. Something that is not done by many people. Some things that will make people to see you as a crazy person. Do you get me this morning? You got to make a choice. This is a deliberate choice. It's not somebody will come to push you, go do something. You don't wait upon your mama, your papa to come and push you into the water. You got to make your own choice. You have to do something. Something you believe that will change your life. Something that will change your community. Something that can change even your nation. It is a choice you have to make. You don't have to wait for people to join or celebrate about what you're doing. You make a choice knowing that you might be alone. With the choice you're making, but you're still happy. You're not regretting. Because you know the power that is within your choice. You know what can change your life are the choices you make day and night. Choices have consequences. So anytime you make a choice, you got to be ready to face any consequence that comes with the choice you're making. Anything in this life, you will face some challenges. But you got to be ready. So this morning we take this account of Peter and Jesus. You know, Jesus came and Peter was in the boat with the fellow disciples. They were in a safe place. You know, when you are on the sea or the lake, or a big river, a safe place is a boat that you're sailing.
akakwambia,
do you understand me?
Unanielewa?
Now Jesus,
sasa Yesu,
is coming to join his own disciples.
Anakuja kuungana na hao wanafunzi wake.
After letting them to go away.
Baada ya kuwaacha wakaondoka.
So in the midnight,
usiku wa manane,
actually he comes to meet his own disciples.
Anakuja kukutana na hao wanafunzi
to celebrate together with them about the victories they saw in the evening.
Kufurahia mambo ambayo waliona ushindi waliopata ile jioni.
And that was good.
Na hiyo ilikuwa ni nzuri.
When Jesus comes on the water,
lakini Yesu anapokuja kwenye maji,
because it is in the night,
kwa sababu ilikuwa ni usiku,
the disciples see not Jesus but they see something like a spirit.
Wale wanafunzi wanapomuona Yesu kwenye maji wanaona kama hawamuoni Yesu, wanaona kama mzimu.
It is good sometimes to have doubts, you know, in this life.
Wakati mwingine ni vizuri kuwa na mashaka katika maisha.
But don't dwell too much in doubts.
Lakini usikae sana kwenye mashaka.
Because thought can be sugar sometimes.
Wakati mwingine mashaka yanaweza kuwa ni ukweli.
Water can be, you know, something else different from water.
Maji yanaweza kuwa tofauti na kitu kingine.
It's not necessary that salt will remain to be salt.
Haimaanishi kwamba chumvi siku zote itakuwa
chumvi. Sometimes salt can change to be sugar.
Wakati mwingine chumvi inaweza kuwa sukari.
Water can change into wine.
Na maji yanaweza kubadilishwa kuwa divai.
This is what God can do in the lives of the people.
Hiki ndio kitu ambacho Mungu anaweza kufanya mbele ya macho ya watu.
So when they saw the shadow of Jesus,
wakaona kivuli cha Yesu,
they thought it was a ghost, it was a spirit.
Wakafikiri ni mzimu.
So they feared the Lord.
Wakaogopa sana.
Now think about men, maybe 12 men in the boat.
Angalia labda ni wanaume 12
kwenye boat. All together crying.
Wote wanalia wanaume.
Because of fear they cry.
Kwa sababu ya hofu wanalia.
Because of what they saw in the water.
Kwa sababu ya kile walichokiona kwenye maji.
I mean on the water.
Kwenye maji.
So fear is upon their lives.
Hofu inakuja juu ya maisha yao.
My, our lives have been taken.
Wanasema maisha yangu yanachukuliwa.
In a very simple like this.
Maisha yangu yanachukuliwa kwa
hisi na hii. Crying.
Wanaanza kulia.
And Jesus, knowing their fear,
Yesu baada ya kujua wanaogopa,
he is calling up all.
Anawaita.
And saying unto them.
Anawaambia.
Cry not because it is me, Jesus.
Anasema msilie ni mimi Yesu.
Don't cry, it is me, the Son of God.
Msilie ni mimi mwana.
Ni mimi rafiki yenu. Can I tell you something this morning?
Ngoja nikwambie kitu.
Sometimes we cry alone.
Wakati mwingine tunalia sana.
And fail to hear the voice of our dear Jesus Christ.
Wakati mwingine tuna
fail to hear the voice of our dear Jesus Christ.
Yes, kwamba tunashinda hata kusikia sauti ya wewe.
Telling us not to cry because it's Jesus who is with us.
Wakati mwingine tunashinda hata kusikia sauti ya Yesu ambaye anatuambia kwamba ni mimi niko pamoja na nyie, msilie.
Now this man,
how about
as they were crying, Jesus saying, it's me, Jesus.
Wakati walipokuwa nalia Yesu akasema ni mimi Yesu.
Peter said unto Jesus.
Na Petro akasema kwa Yesu.
I don't doubt about you, Jesus.
Mimi sina mashaka na wewe.
If it is true that this is Jesus I know.
Kama wewe ni Yesu kweli.
Command me that I come walk on the water.
Niamuru nitembee juu ya maji.
Now think about this.
Hebu fikiri juu ya hili.
This man had a daring spirit.
Huyu mtu alikuwa na roho ya kudhubutu.
He was ready to face any consequence that comes with his choice.
Alikuwa na tayari kulipa gharama yoyote ya uchaguzi wake.
You know it's foolishness.
Unajua ni ujinga.
When you make a choice,
unapofanya uamuzi
and it wanyime wakati mwingine. Sio lazima wengi wapi, kwa sababu dunia imejaa na wengi waoga, wengi wasio thubutu. Unawezaje kuchukua wape wengi waoga, wengi wasio thubutu? I want to pray this morning.
Nataka niombe asubuhi ya leo.
God will give